Proclamation number 0368 of 6th of April, 1938. Prediction. Laws. Earth mission. Teaching of Christ. In a few moons the revelation will come true for you that a spirit will arise which wants to proclaim against the Spirit of God, and when he will set the words, just as it says in the Bible, then you will recognize by it that all old things will be rejected and something new will arise in the same spirit, i.e., under the same words. But this is not from God, but is given to the people by the adversary to destroy them. In this time some earthly children will ask themselves in tortures of conscience, how they have to place themselves to everything. Then the serious admonition will go out to you all. Do not detach yourselves from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone will show you the right way. If you accept his teachings and are ready to confess his name aloud, not a hair of your head can possibly be bent by other powers, because the Lord protects those who are his. The true power and strength is only given to you through true faith. And search for this there, where all salvation comes from. Above over the universe. You will not find salvation of the soul in earthly laws. He who strives for the earth alone neglects to accomplish the most important task. Only following the teaching of Christ is the task that has been set for you for your lifetime. When you now turn your attention more to worldly laws, when you seek to do justice to these in the first place, then soon the time of grace, which was granted to you for the maturity of the soul, passes by in useless work. You will indeed comply with your earthly duty, but to what benefit? Where should the blessing rest there, since the Heavenly Father alone can reward you? But the earthly power can fulfill nothing of what it always promises you, if the blessing is not granted to you from above. And how can the Heavenly Father take care of a matter that is not at all in his will? How can something be good for mankind if it is directed against the commandments given by God? If a teaching is rejected which is to be preserved in its purity through millennia, through generations, Jesus Christ came into the world to redeem mankind. The work of redemption continues and lasts until all eternity. But mankind wants to invalidate what has been until then. It wants to turn away from this doctrine and wants to form a new doctrine on worldly views, which is not what was given to mankind by Christ anymore. The more methodically such a teaching is built up, the wiser it is submitted to people, the less foundation it will have. Because the Lord does not want it, that such powers concern themselves with the improvement of a doctrine which is far nobler than a work of God, and that it is replaced by something worldly, which better meets the requirements of the people. Then the new teaching, which is man's work, will completely deviate from the true word, and its career will be equal to worldly measures. It will arise. It will be changed and supposedly improved, and it will finally collapse in itself. For this is the fate of every teaching that is not from God, and therefore can never again be under divine blessing. For only the pure teaching of Christ can be preserved through thousands of years, and even if there is talk of alleged errors, these are only due to wrong understanding and wrong interpretation. But it will always remain the same and also cannot be eliminated by such reorganization. Because people forget one thing. That a work of God cannot be arbitrarily dismissed, but rather prevails in all times and through every struggle unaltered and remains eternally unchanged. Because God's works cannot be improved. When people would strive for this, they are biased in great error. Because the belief that they can act against God's commandments is already a completely misguided thought, which only the adversary alone can give to mankind, but will never be executable. God's Word. The teachings of Christ remains inviolable through all eternity, and people will never ever be able to intervene destructively without harming their soul. Watch therefore for the signs from above, which are unmistakable and give you news of the will of the Lord. Follow them, that you may be saved from unbelief, but turn yourself ever more intimately to the teaching of Christ. Amen.